More and more ambulance service is needed to forecast transfusions to stay in business. Volunteers are scarce, operational costs are rising, and revenues are not keeping pace. So some of the most rural services are starting to consolidate. VPR's Charlotte Albright looked into the issue and rode along on an emergency call to Calix Ambulance in St. Johnsbury.
Around lunchtime on a warm fall day, a frail 89-year-old woman starts to have serious trouble breathing. To protect confidentiality, we'll withhold her name. Her worried son calls 911. Minutes later, a Calix ambulance speeds out of its station near Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. In her small, tidy home, the patient sits in a chair, shaking uncontrollably. Her son tells the medic she has congestive heart failure and a history of pneumonia. Her face is gray, and she looks disoriented, gasping for breath to answer questions from Calix director Michael Wright.
Have you done any of your treatments today? Nothing. Okay.
Wright and another EMT worker slide their tiny, frightened passenger onto a wheeled gurney and into the ambulance. Wright rides in the back, starting an IV for medication to open the woman's airways. A computer screen shows her vital signs.
Are you feeling a little bit at ease with that? Is it a little bit better? A little bit?
The level of oxygen reaching her brain is dangerously low, but by the time they reach the hospital, it's stable. An emergency room doctor takes over.
When was the last time you had a flare-up of your...
And the Calix ambulance crew heads back to the station to wait for another call. Calix, named for Caledonian and Essex counties, gets about 3,000 calls a year. Wright says it's not easy for this nonprofit service to stay solvent in a remote area where skilled medical workers have to be on call 24/7 to cover many miles. And emergency 911 ambulance calls are increasing as the population ages. A government report shows emergency transports by Medicare beneficiaries nationwide grew 41% in very rural areas from 2004 to 2010. But Calix Director Wright says ambulance services get paid only for medically necessary trips, not for house calls that do not require hospitalization.
So we have hundreds of calls every year that we are responding to that we don't generate any money for.
And he says operational costs are going up. Overtime can be a budget buster, especially in sparsely populated areas where the volume of calls is not high enough to cover even meager salaries, between $13 and $16 an hour. Then there's the added cost of charity care for patients who can't pay their bills. A few years ago, Medicare boosted reimbursements. Congressman Peter Welch has sponsored a bill that would make that increase permanent. Pam Scott, Calix's chief financial officer, says another solution is for small rural services to consolidate, as Calix did when it absorbed the Danville ambulance service.
Bringing Danville on with their tiny little volume has turned Calix around. Because it's enough volume, it's enough employees, so that Michael has figured out how to sit everybody, not risk patient care, but combine them and use all those assets. And again, the most important are our employees.
She says more regionalization will also help keep a lid on payments by town taxpayers. At least three other Vermont towns, Royalton, Sharon, and Tunbridge, are looking into merging their rescue services. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.